Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my life and my faith get better and better. Give God a praise for the Word, would you? For the Word. Amen. So the title is Breaking the Old Habits and Building New Habits for a New Year and a New You. And we looked at it last weekend. If you weren't with us, go watch that program again. We gave you 5 R's, 5 principles that will set you up and position you to have healthy habits for 2022. So I want to say a few things. I'm going to give you some principles, and then we're going to go to the Word of God and get some takeaways. Is that okay with everybody? If you want to change your life, we have to change our habits, period. And I think all of us want to change our life for the better. So how do I change my life, Pastor? Where do I start? Well, you know, Celebrate Recovery, that's a ministry we have for people that are dealing with addictive habits. You know, it's so important that we understand the power of a habit and how to break a habit and how to build a new habit and how important it is for us to be able to do that. We help people do that all through the week through Celebrate Recovery here at Church on the Rock. But let me give you a few things here I think are really powerful. Everybody wants to know how to change your life. How do I do it? By changing my habits. I want to improve my life, Pastor. I want to be a better person. I improve my life by improving my habits. Our habits make us or they break us. Our habits are our problems or our solutions. Did you get that? In other words, if I'm having a problem physically with my health, if I'll start changing some habits of what I eat and exercise, then those habits are the solution to my problem. We're taking our staff through not only Atomic Habits, but we're taking them through Dave Ramsey Financial Peace as a team, as a staff. If I'm having problems with my finances and budgeting, then developing the right habits with my stewardship, that's the solution for my problems. So habits can be my solution or habits can be my problem. That's powerful. That's powerful. So habits. What is a habit? It's a repeated behavior. A habit is a repeated behavior. Golden nugget, you and I become what we repeat over and over and over. You and I become what we repeat over and over again. You and I become what we repeat as habits over and over and over. Somebody said, show me your future by showing me your habits. Show me your future by showing me your habits. So it's so important that we understand this. I like this. You've heard it, many of you, a poet, sow a thought and reap an action. Sow a thought and reap an action. Sow an action and reap a habit. Sow an action and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a habit, our character is made up of our habits. Our character is made up of our habits. If you want to know someone's character, discover and find out what their daily habits are. Sow a habit, reap a character, but then sow a character and you reap a destiny. We said last weekend, Golden Nugget, that our destiny demands us to be different. Our destiny demands us to be different. The Bible says we go spiritual growth from glory to glory. We grow into our future. Am I helping anybody? We grow into our future. Sow a character, reap a destiny. Sow a destiny and reap a legacy. Sow a destiny and reap a legacy. I gave you last weekend, I saw on the internet, they did a poll and they said 60% of U.S. citizens said they're not even going to make New Year's resolutions. What is that? Hopelessness. Through COVID, everybody's frustrated, fearful, worried, anxious. And you know the new dilemma that we're all dealing with? Shame. Shame. You said shame. Yeah, people who have gotten the vaccine, have wore masks, have got the boosters, have ate right, have done everything right, but yet they still get the virus. And what happens then is then they feel this condemnation and shame. I just want to say, you should not feel shame. Shame is not from God. It's from the devil. And you know, it's so important. You know, can I just throw this out? Now, you're going to have to listen real careful or you're going to misunderstand and you're going to put me on Instagram, make me look like I don't look, okay? Jesus is all into cancel culture. What? Jesus is all into cancel culture. What do you mean, Pastor? He canceled all my sin. He canceled all my mistakes. He canceled all my shame. Come on, somebody. He canceled my debt. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. He paid a debt he didn't know. I needed someone to take my sin away. Jesus is in the cancel culture. He wants to cancel the mistakes in our life and turn them into a mission. Some of you are missing your mission because the devil has you focusing on your mistakes. Some of you aren't giving focus, attention, and energy to your mission because the devil has you thinking, talking, meditating on all your past mistakes. I say let Jesus cancel by the blood of Jesus. Can we have a praise break? Come on, give him praise. I like it, don't you? Well, then now I just saw this week on the internet, you can find anything, but they said, people who are making New Year's resolutions and goal setting, out of 100 people, at the end of the year, only 8 out of 100 really fulfill those resolutions. Only 8. Well, I believe that the 8 are at Church on the Rock. I believe we're the 8. Amen, somebody? Amen. And really, one of the ways that you make the right habit and you stick with it and you see the change that it will bring into your life that's positive is making it small. Small. Atomic habits. Make it small. So let's get going, and let me give you some principles here. And a habit is a repeated behavior. Change my life by changing my habits. I improve my life by improving my habits. I become what we repeat over and over again. Habits make us or they break us. 7 principles. Number one, this is so important. Number one, who do you want to become? Who do you want to become? That's so important because our habits are attached to our identity. Our habits are attached to our identity. Excuse me, I've been yelling at Pastor Kim all morning and my throat. I have no fever, so everybody be cool. I have no symptom. My throat doesn't even hurt. It's just all of a sudden I lost my voice. Maybe somebody was praying for that. I don't know. So that's what's happening, okay? So y'all put up with me, help me out a little bit? Okay, so who do you want to become? That's huge. At the end of the year, December 31st, 2022, who do you want to be? What do you want to look like? What do you want to weigh? What do you want to earn? What do you want to be able to do? Where do you want to be able to go? Who do you want to be able to help by the end of this year? 2022, December 31st. So that's number one. Guys, help me out. Number two. What habits do you need to start to become that person? It's simple but profound. Who do I want to be? You have to know who do you want to become. I mean, you have to have an image, a picture in your imagination. You have to see into your future. We sang about it today. You have to sing into your future. see into your future. We sang about it today. And who do you want to be by the end of this year? Well, then you step back and say, what does that person do to get there? If I want to be more healthy, then I need to establish some habits that will make me physically more healthy. If I want to be better financially off, then I need to make some habits like listening to Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace. I need to do things like that. It's so important then what habits, and you need to think about this, what habits do you need to start? Because your habits are connected to your identity. If you see yourself as defeated, you see yourself as a loser, look at your behavior and check out the habits. They're the habits of a loser and a defeated person. If you see yourself as successful, a child of God, an overcomer, more than a conqueror, a divine destiny, then you're going to look at that person's habits, and those habits make that person become what they see. So number three, start today. No better time than now, right? Now faith is. Faith is now. So start today. Develop a process. So I need a picture of who I want to become. I need a daily process, a daily process. I need a plan. I need a picture. I need a process. I need a plan. And I need power to become that person. So start today, get a process. And they tell you that you need to do the same thing every day at the same time. That's the best way. The same thing, the same day. I'm talking about habits now. If it's exercise, or if it's you're trying to learn a new skill, you set aside time to study online, it needs to be the same time every day. Number four, start small. Let's say by the end of this year, I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay. Oh, it hurts me when you laugh at me like that. And so I'm going to say, I am going to do, Pastor Kemp, I'm going to do 50 push-ups every night before we go to bed. 50. Well, I may start off with 50, but then the next day it may be 40, the next day 30, the next day, oh, I can miss today. Wouldn't it be better if I started off with 5 tonight? Yeah, that's what it means by atomic habits. Make them small so you don't get discouraged and give up. So make them small. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. I know you don't want to eat an elephant, but that's a great analogy, okay? All right, so start small. Make them small. The number five, select the right friends. Select the right friends. That's huge. We need people around us. If we're trying to get healthy, we want to be around people that want to be healthy, because that will help us stay on track. We need to select the right friends that agree with what we're doing, believe in what you're doing, and support it, and they'll hold you accountable, right? So you don't want to, if you're trying to get your finances in order, you don't want to be around people who are spendthrifts and non-savers all their life and want to stay that way. You want to be around people who've been wise stewards with their finances. Same thing with health and fitness and marriage and family and all the above. So select the right friends. You need a support system. You need a support system. You need people who hold you accountable. All right, number six, create the atmosphere that makes it easier to hold on to new habits. You know, in other words, if I'm trying to get healthy, then I don't want to go to Aldi's and get, Doritos and cupcakes and Twinkies and put them all over the house. Guess what? I'm defeating my purpose, right? It got quiet right here, too, in the last service. Got real quiet. I remember listening to one time to a CrossFit champion, a lady, and she talked about how she loved almond butter. Now, they tell us that almond butter is better than peanut butter for you, okay? So she said, I was into almond butter, but she said, I had to get rid of it. I had to get, now this is a CrossFit athlete, a lady. She said, I had to get all the almond butter out of my house because she said, I couldn't just take one spoonful. She said, I had to eat the whole jar full, right? So what do you want to do? You want to get that out of the house. Pastor Kim and I, we took all of the Christmas candy and cookies and all that really healthy, good stuff for you. And we gave it to people. No, we got rid of it. and replace and put some fruit on the table and some veggies throughout the house. Why? Creating an atmosphere that helps you easier to fulfill those healthy habits. Am I making sense? I shared with you last week an illustration that one of mine was, I want to drink a bottle of water first thing in the morning when I get up, go to the restroom, get the shower going, get the Bible on, turn the coffee on, but I want to drink a bottle of water every morning. So what did I do? I've set a bottle of water out on the kitchen table next to the coffee pot. So I see it before the coffee. And then I say, Pastor Kim, you know, remind me, hold me accountable that I'm drinking my bottle of water every morning. See how that all works? We need a support system, right? We need to create the atmosphere. You know, if you want to get into fitness, set your gym clothes out at night. So when you get up, right there they are. It's so important. You know, Fred Price, he used to talk about how he loved Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And Fred Price used to talk about how he had a refrigerator in his house, and all it had, it was stocked with Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And he said that he would go get one spoonful of a different flavor every day. Well, no way I could do that. I would eat half the refrigerator in one day. Come on, somebody. I couldn't leave that in my house because really, ice cream is kryptonite to me. It is kryptonite to me. I don't need it. I don't like it. Praise God. Okay? So y'all still with me, everybody? Okay, number 7. All right, here's where I want to land. Start with the end in mind. Making habit setting and becoming the person you and God want you to become easier. 7 ways. Start with the end in mind. In other words, we need to have an image of what we want to look like December 31st, 2022. This is so important. Start with the end in mind. We call it a vision. I call it your future, your destiny, a goal, whatever you want to call it. But you need a picture. You need to see your end at the beginning. Somebody said without a vision, people get off track. Am I right? And they go astray. That's in the Bible. They get off track and they go astray. So you need to start with the end in mind. You know, there's a great book called Search for Meaning, Search for Significance, Viktor Frankl. He was a prisoner in a Nazi war camp, concentration camp. You know, he's one of the greatest psychologists there ever was. Well, Viktor Frankl said that when he was in that concentration camp in Germany, he said what got him through the whole time there was that every day he would imagine himself on the other side of that, teaching in universities what he learned and what helped him get through it. He saw the end at the beginning. And he said, seeing himself not in the prison camp, but seeing himself not in the concentration camp, but seeing himself go through it, come out alive, better, and teaching in universities what he learned through his experience. He was seeing the end at the beginning of his time in the concentration camp. And he said this principle got him through. Stephen Covey, another resource. Pastor, where's the scriptures? They're coming. They're on their way. Stephen Covey, another great resource, 7 Habits of Successful People. 7 Habits of Successful People. Stephen Covey, number 2 habit in Stephen Covey's secular book, which is a bestseller, is this right here. Start with the end in mind. So here we are, January the 9th, at the starting gate of a brand new year, a brand new you, a brand new season, new habits. So we need to right now, at the very beginning of the year, see what we will look like, act like, sound like at the end of the year, December 31st, 2022. Am I making sense? Okay, now let's go to the scripture and let's find out, is this all new age or is this biblical? All right. Isaiah 46, verse 10. Can you all read that for me on the count of 3? 1, 2, 3. I'll take that. Praise God. Look what y'all see the phrase? Declaring the end from the beginning. This is God. This is what God our Father, this is what he does. And this is what you and I, as his offsprings, as Christians, this is what we're supposed to do as well. I think the Bible also calls it calling things that be not as if they already were. Vision, dream, goal, whatever you want to call it, destiny. But look, declaring the end at the beginning. God does that. We sang about it two different songs today to set you up for success as I teach the word. So you should be prophesying over your future. You should be declaring about you, your family, your career, your health, your finances, your ministry. You should be declaring into your future right here at the beginning of a brand new year. Declare the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Now, we got to know who we want to become, and that's how we decide what kind of habits we want to develop that are not yet done, saying, my counsel will stand, that's God's word, and I will do all my pleasure. Golden nugget, very simple but profound. The quality of my habits determine the quality of my life. The quality of my habits determine the quality of my life. My habits are my problem, or my habits are my solution. My habits are in my way, or my habits are the way. My habits are in my way, or my habits are my way. Another verse, Isaiah 42, verse 9. Everybody still on track with me? Yeah. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. You see the principle again? He says, behold, former things have come to pass. We need to stop declaring what's happened in our past. And we need to start declaring what God has for us in our future. He's got new things we should be declaring. Let's stop running the old record into the ground, and let's stop talking about all that has happened to us in the past, and let's start declaring not that, but the new things in a new year for a new you that God has planned. Come on, let's don't patty cake. Let's give the Lord all the praise. So new things do I declare before they spring forth. Before it happens, I tell you about them. So he's talking about the end at the beginning. The end at the beginning. We need to stop focusing on our mistakes. We all make them. But it's only hindering us from our mission. It's so important. And God's got better, we sang about it. God's got better ahead of you. Not worser. Excuse me, all you English teachers. But better. God's got better. And God says, start declaring the new things before they ever happen. The end at the beginning. One more scripture. I've given you three because the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word is established. What does that mean? I'm new to this. You've got to have at least three different scriptures that create a doctrine or a teaching. Here's the third one. Pilate therefore said unto him, to Jesus, are you the king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I'm a king. Look at the phrase. Look at the phrase. To this end was I born. Jesus saw the end at the beginning. Jesus saw the end at the beginning of his life on earth. He said, to this end was I born. You and I need to know how God wants us to be at the end of this year. We need to ask God, how does he want us to end 2022? And then ask him and other wise counsel, what are the habits we have to develop to become that person at the end? And start declaring here at the beginning, the very end. Well, I hope I'm helping somebody this morning. Am I helping anybody this morning? This is so powerful. To this end was I born. And look at this. And for this cause. You know the purpose. You need to know the purpose of setting the habits, the why. You need to know why, the purpose of setting. You need to know your cause, your mission. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. Why did you come into the world? Well, my mom and dad said I was a mistake. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Well, people tell me I'm not important. They lie. You are important. You are significant. You have a destiny. You have a purpose. God has a plan for your life, not to hurt you or harm you, but to bless you and help you. Amen. So you need to know the cause. You need to know the purpose. And you need to know what God wants you to look like, sound like, talk like, act like at the end from the beginning of this year. So you can develop the habits that will bring you there. But remember, when you're setting those habits, make them small. Don't make them too big, okay? Thus said, I'm going to be coming out this year with a book of my life story. And it's entitled, can you think, God is for You? And John Mason is doing the book with me. And so John says, you know, don't try to write the whole book in 30 days. Understand? It blow my mind. Don't try to do it all in 2 or 3 months. He said, just sit down, write a few lines every day. Sit down, write a few lines every day. And guess what? That will make me feel like I'm an author, even though I'm not an author. You know, if you just go outside and put on your gym clothes and walk around the house 20 times, that'll make you feel like an athlete. I hope y'all got that. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth, oh, I like that, hears my voice. Isn't that good? So I want to give you, as Isaiah comes out, sure do love y'all. Boy, you guys are awesome today. I want to give you some takeaways. It's so important that, and I just say this to you so you understand that the world understands a lot of this, and they do it, and a lot of Christians are working for them. But actually, it's in the Word, and a lot of Christians won't act on it. You know what I'm saying? So what we need to do, and James Clear talks about it in his book, and you know, you've heard me talk about, I had a mental tough coach there for a while, a few years ago, and he had me do this every day. But you need then, if your identity is connected to your habits, then you need to discover your identity, who God says you are, who God says you are. And you need to start every day making some I am statements. I am statements. Now, whether you like him or not, we're not here to discuss that, but I give it as an illustration. Is Joel Osteen came out with a book 2 or 3 years ago called The I Am's. Joel Osteen. It was all about your confession, affirmation, and declaring who you are in Christ. I am. Did you notice our confession before I teach every service when I have you hold up the Bible? What do you say? I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. I'm trying to change your mindset every time we do that. A new identity. Because bless your heart, you're out there in the world is so negative. You need an anointing to hit you when you come to church on the rock. Right? So there you have that. Then that personal mental coach that I have, I don't say this to throw out names, but I'm just telling you the caliber. He did it for the Cardinals. He did it for the Astros. He did it for the Blues. The list goes on. He's a great friend. His name is Jason. He used to tell me, every day, Dave, you need to make 3 I am statements. You need to make 3 I am statements. What does that do? You begin then to build identity or an image or a picture or the end at the beginning. Then you go back, what, and build habits that will create that person. Am I helping anybody? All right, so the I am's. Now, let me go one step farther. There's a great other resource by E.W. Kenyon, and the little tiny book is called Identification. Identification. He's in heaven. He was a pastor. He was a preacher, and his whole thesis was knowing your identity in Christ. Then there was another preacher years ago, he's now in heaven, and he said that you need to go to the New Testament, and he said in the New Testament, now I'm making it spiritual, New Testament, there are 133 times you see the phrase, in him, in whom, in Christ. And this preacher, this pastor, this evangelist said, you need to study those all the time, because then you find out who you are in Him, in whom, Christ, in Christ. You find your new identity. Old things pass away, all things become new. You're a new person as a Christian, and you need to discover what kind of person you're supposed to be. So you could say your three I ams could be, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. And you could go throughout your day. What are you doing? You're building an image in your imagination. You see yourself not as a victim, but a victor and an overcomer. Then you start building the habits of becoming that person. I'll never be an overcomer without being in the Word every day. Never going to happen. Or, you know, you could say, I'm an overcomer. I'm strong spiritually, or I'm strong mentally, or I'm strong physically. You're making those I am statements, and you're building an image on the inside, creating an identity, the end at the beginning, and then you start small, right? You start today. You make those habits that will turn you into that person, and by the end of the year, you are going to make such an impact this year that you have not even dreamed that you're about to do. You about ready to make a big difference this year? I'm out of time. Did you get something today? Praise the Lord. Would you all stand with me, please? Nobody leaving. Everybody standing, putting your stuff together. Hallelujah. Break the old, build the new. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Let me talk to those of you online. It's not an accident you're watching. And I've been trying to point you to Jesus all morning, because He's the answer. Not politics, not politicians, not man, not money, not material. Jesus is the answer for you today. And with our heads bowed and our eyes closed here, praying for you, you say online, Pastor, I don't know God. I don't have a relationship with God, but I realize I need God. I've tried everything else that hasn't worked, and there have been more craziness in my life. I want to get rid of these habits that I don't like who I am, and I want to change. It starts with God, going to Him. You say, Pastor, pray for me. Or you're a Christian, you love the Lord, and you say, Pastor, I got habits I picked up during this time of isolation, separation, the fear mongers, the worry, the anxiety, the depression, and now the shame. Pastor, I want this broken off my life. I don't want to be like this kind of a person. Pray for me. I want to reset my life. Here now in the room, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, and the Rock Express out in the lobby, I ask you the very same two questions. Maybe you're here for the very first time. Welcome home. I hope you found a church home. And you say, but Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God, but I want one. I don't want to be religious, but I need God. This world's crazy. It's getting crazier. And I realize that God created me. He knows me better than anybody else. I need Him. Or, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but I have picked up so much junk in the last year and a half. I don't like who I am. I want to change and improve my life. Pray for me. I want to reset my life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one moving, but right there where you're at, nobody's going to come to you, but you say, would you pray for me? A corporate prayer. Lift your hand up, would you? Just wave it at me in every section. Just wave it at me. God bless you. Just wave it in the center section. Thank you. Over here to my right, your left. Thank you. God bless you. I see you right there in the back. God bless you. Y'all could put your hands down. All right, let's pray a prayer that's going to make that start. Let's all say it together. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. I receive You now. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.